Our guest today, The Stills, are part of a rock scene in Montreal that features artists like Sam Roberts, Stars, and Arcade Fire. But it was the band's move to New York City to record their debut album, Logic Will Break Your Heart, that proved pivotal. The album broke through, and then the band consciously changed their sound in a more mainstream direction on their latest album, Without Feathers. We'll find out about the change and more. First, here is a live version of In the Beginning from the new album. It's The Stills.
Thank you. Imagine the hundreds of people in their cars clapping at the same time. That is how Without Feathers begins, and that's how our show begins today with the Stills, who have joined us live. And if you spend any time on the web, you hear many people say, those who were scratching their heads a little bit at the change in this band, that when you hear these songs live, you begin to really, you guys really put this across live really, really well.
Thank you.
So I guess we should, just for the sake of people who are not in on this whole story to begin with, should maybe define what things we're talking about here, about how the first album kind of seemed to have...
Okay, I'll go into it. So our first record, Logical Break Your Heart, was sort of a post-Radiohead kind of Britpop-ish...
Is this critic speak, or is this actually how you feel about it?
This is critic speak. I mean, and you know what? It is. Because, yeah, I guess, you know, they're right. So, very post-Radiohead, Smith's Cure-influenced, over-dramatic, romance sort of record, epic songs. And on Without Feathers, we tried to do we wanted to have the same sort of epicness, but not by going that road, not by going down the delay guitars, like ethereal guitars, and we wanted to go there a bit rootsier and have an epic record a la Running on Empty, Jackson Browne. And so here we are. Running on Empty.
You know, it's interesting that that very concept of epic is something that is not embraced in the indie community. I mean, this hard on sleeve thing.
No, it wasn't. You know, and the thing is, like, Logical Break Your Heart was not embraced by the indie community at all. We're like indie in the sense that we haven't sold like millions of albums, but
right. That's
pretty much it. I don't think we sound like we're not indie music. To me, is like. When you listen to something, it's like it's really self-conscious, and it's like it's trying not to be too much. It's trying to just shy away from everything. It's like it's apologetic. And I think the similarities between both our records is that both of them are not apologetic in any sense, and we've never aimed to be apologetic.
Well, amen to that. And I'd love to hear at some point maybe how something from the first album sounds now, but I want to hear more from this. You mentioned doing Helicopters, which is one of my faves. We're moving from writer to writer here for this one, aren't we?
Writer to writer, block to block.
So this is one of Tim's tunes.
Why do you take it?
helicopters land. That is Without Feathers. Stills are playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and it's a treat. Maybe I've been, just depends on what reviews I've been reading, but you guys seem to have really captured an audience in Europe, in England, and in Canada, more so than in the U.S. Do I have this sort of right?
No, I think that, you know, proportionately, I think it's pretty equal. It's pretty much equal.
No, actually.
Well, I mean, you know,
it's
give
more
or,
in
give
Canada
or take,
than like, anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
Like within a certain realm, like we're in the same realm. Like in Canada, maybe a little bit more, but
right.
There's not stratospheric differences between
difference,
how we're received, you know?
The difference is like in Canada, we'll be like on the Entertainment Tonight of Canada. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right, right.
They don't have much to talk about, though.
No, they don't. That's the thing is that we're a little fish in a little pond over there, you know? So, yeah, we have more, like, celebrity status in Canada than we do in the States where you guys have, like we can't compete with Puffy and, yo, Little John, 50 Cent, Eminem,
though,
Mariah.
In England, though, the thing that's weird is that we were sort of not really... The NME didn't pay attention to us, and they usually pay attention to a lot of bands, and they, you know... they have their whole story over there, but... And we were largely... you know, sort of passed over by a lot of that. And mm-hmm. yet we retain like a pretty good underground following. Like every time we go back there, there's more and more people. So, you know.
What about this myth of Montreal as sort of a small band rock? I don't want to use the word indie too much. Heaven. How true is that?
I mean, I think it's probably just as much as any other city. I mean, just as any other major city, like, I don't see why there would be more bands in Montreal than Philly. I mean, there's just probably more bands. I think, like, half the bands that are popular now from Montreal, that half of them just moved there recently.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's a good place to live. And the other half are from there. And so it's kind of like, I don't know, it's a cheap place to live, or it was cheap 5 years ago.
Right.
It's
right.
Still, okay, it's still cheap. Yeah, Oliver's right.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, I'm just like, by Montreal standards,
it's getting expensive.
It's getting expensive. Yeah. But it's still cheap, and the quality of life is good, and that makes it so you have more leisure time to fart around and play guitar and sort of ponder...
A lot of people
questions in life. So instead of thinking about food and rent and roaches, you're thinking about, you know, Jean-Paul Sartre and like,
and how you can call BS on a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So therein, that's why there, you know, sometimes there are a lot of indie bands.
Our Marxist interpretation of Mariah Carey.
The Stills are our guest today. So what do you want to do next?
Lola Stars and Stripes.
All right, from the first. We'll be right back.
The Stills, probably their best-known song, Lola Stars and Stripes, from the first album, Logic Will Break Your Heart, a live version from The Stills in our studio today. That album and the new one, Without Feathers, are both available at our World Cafe CD store. You can support the show and get the albums from us at worldcafe.npr.org.